It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. President Biden's just announced infrastructure proposal could be a big boost for planned passenger rail service along the Front Range. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Biden is proposing $80 billion in new spending for rail service. Amtrak says part of its share would go toward new lines, including one from Cheyenne through Fort Collins, Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo. The agency has said for months that it wants to support Colorado's ongoing efforts to start passenger rail service, and Biden's proposal would give it the money to do that, if it can get through Congress. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado's first female state Supreme Court justice died Wednesday, CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
Mary Malarkey served for 23 years on the state's highest court. She died at age 77 after living with multiple sclerosis for many years. Former Colorado Governor Roy Romer appointed Malarkey in 1987. He says she was a great human being and public servant.
And she was a great justice. And she was very significant in helping Colorado find some fairness in the treatment of gays.
Malarkey was an expert in race and gender discrimination cases. In a statement, Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser called her a trailblazer. Malarkey helped transform Colorado's justice system by opening doors for women and minorities and changing the way citizens were treated by the courts. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Early fundraising numbers indicate the race for Representative Lauren Boebert's seat in 2022 will be expensive. Boebert has raised more than $700,000 over the last few months. Meanwhile, one of her early Democratic challengers, State Senator Carrie Donovan, says she has raised almost as much, more than $630,000. That's almost five times what the last Democratic challenger in this congressional district raised in her first fundraising period 2 years ago. Three other Democrats have also announced primary challenges, but have not released their fundraising numbers. The deadline is April 15th. It's opening day for Major League Baseball. The Colorado Rockies start their season at home, and Coors Field in Denver will welcome fans for the first time in more than a year. The stadium will let in more than 21,000 people to watch Colorado take on the Los Angeles Dodgers, who won last year's World Series. Game time is just after 2 p.m. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.